And it's time for this week's Precious Metals Market Update. All right, Tom. Well, good to have you back, my friend.
Well, Jerry, it's always great to be back.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been quite a week. Of course, we missed last weekend, took a break from the show, had a pretty hectic travel schedule last weekend. But this week, the Fed been making moves, making rumblings, talking about QE3, more accommodative monetary policy. Of course, this shot stocks up during the week. And of course, gold and silver, of course, went up in tandem. And we even saw with the back and forth between Ron Paul and Ben Bernanke, Bernanke admitting that gold wasn't money. And I just, well, what a crazy week this has been. What has been happening on your end with all of the Fed action we've been seeing?
Well, the first thing is to think we're in July and gold's hit an all-time high in the 1590s and expected next week to go into the 1600s. All of our information coming in at market close on Friday said that it will go through 1600 next week because of these very reasons. And to think that we're in July, I can only imagine what it's going to be like September through December when we historically get about two-thirds of our gain for the year. But I think you set it up right. Ron Paul's putting all of his eggs in one basket and trying to make one run for the presidency to bring back sane money and get rid of fiat currency. And, of course, his attack on Bernanke on Wednesday was just absolutely phenomenal. And to get Bernanke where he's talking about people buying gold as a store of wealth, admitting that paper currencies were eroding. But like you said, he won't admit that gold is money. He won't go back to the old Constitution and the things that lay out what money is. But he did say that the reason it was moving is people were looking for a store of value, which was kind of shocking coming from Bernanke. But I think the key thing the listeners need to realize, if you're seeing gold in the 1590s in July, I've been talking about 1650 since gold opened the year at 1408. But now I don't see any way it's going to stay below 1700 and possibly up to 1800 or 1850 by the end of the year.
Yeah, we had seen 1650 by the end of the year, and of course we kind of moved in that period of consolidation, although gold has been tremendously strong even during that consolidation period. And what also was interesting was the announcement of the accommodative monetary policy that Bernanke is now saying this week. Bernanke and company, of course, basically stating that if the economy needs more money, which they believe that it does, they're willing to loan it. Now, both you and I were completely on the QE3 bandwagon. We knew it was coming. We didn't know what kind of form it was going to take. But I tell you what, it's really interesting, Tom, because I was telling somebody earlier this week, it's like a man who has been given a heart transplant and then his body rejects the heart and they put another heart in him and then his body rejects the heart and they put another one in him. And at some point you begin to wonder, is it the heart that's wrong or is it the body that's rejecting the heart that's something wrong with? And I think that's what we have here, Tom. This QE3 announcement or this announcement of more money to be injected into the economy should scare the dickens out of the financial community, but instead they love it. They love this money that's coming in, and of course, it makes sense. But what's really interesting is this shock therapy that the economy has been experiencing with massive amounts of money over and over again is not working. And it's just simply astonishing that the Fed has no impact upon what's happening right now. They have they're completely out of bullets, and everybody knows it.
Well, they are. And I think when the point that Ron Paul made, he says, Bernanke, why didn't you just give every American $17,000? You could have driven the economy. You could have had more jobs instead of doing a QE2
right,
and giving all the money to major banks. Now, the stocks profited from it, like you said earlier, but Americans didn't profit. Unemployment rate didn't go down. So it's exactly what you just laid out. If they're going to do it, they ought to do it the right way. But I think, you know, people I'm talking to now, and I'm not talking about just investors that are making a living and talking about investing money in metals as a hedge or diversification, but I'm talking about my big sources in Europe. I mean, they're saying now, how can you sit there and think that you can leave money in a bank account making 0.5% or 1% and be guaranteed a 4% loss over the next year, just like the last year? Mm. So now investors are having to face the thing. It's kind of like the Matthew story of the investors that went off with the money and buried it and used it. And we're in that situation now where you've got to do something. You can't just sit there and take guaranteed losses except for the money you need to run the household for the next few weeks. So that's what I'm finding. A lot of people are just having trouble pulling the trigger, even though they know they need to get out of harm's way. They're having trouble doing it.
Yeah, I bet your phone's been ringing off the hook with people concerned and people just trying to figure out when the proper entry time is.
Well, they have, and I think it's got the point now. A year from now, it's not going to make any difference if silver goes down 3% next week that some people are predicting after the $3 rise this week. A year from now, if silver's up 50%, and you make 50% instead of 47%, it's not going to really make a whole lot of difference. So I think people have just got to go on and get in there because, as James Turk said on Thursday, and Turk's been, just like the email I sent out a couple of weeks ago, he's called this the summer surprise, and he was correct.
He was.
He outsmarted everybody else.
He did.
So I think he's right in what he said Thursday was, we've got a few days left of silver below 40, and we may never see it there again.
Wow.
So even if people go in today and it dropped to 35 or 36, it'll come right back. But I wouldn't hold up any longer. I've talked about all summer waiting, but the way things are setting up now, I just don't think you can wait much longer.
Well, this has been an exciting week for those who hold precious metals or who have bought, because gold has hit a brand new high in dollar terms. And then also we saw silver on the day that the Fed chairman made the comments that we're referring to. We saw silver surge over 7%. That was its biggest one-day percentage move since back in March of 2009, about 2 years. And it's also its biggest dollar gain since 1980. And so we're really beginning to see this momentum move. And both you and I have been saying that you need to be in these metals. If you plan on being in these metals, you need to be in them by August, because we are going to see, as I suspect, a very large catapult in price in that fourth quarter.
I agree with you 100%. And it's just setting up that way as people move more and more money out of this crazy fiat currency.
Absolutely. Well, what's your take on silver right now? I know that gold is, you know, always a good time pretty much to enter. Of course, if people are paying attention to the technicals and they want to really maybe go short term, then maybe there are some particular buy triggers for gold. But overall, buying gold now just simply makes sense. But what about silver? It's a lot more volatile. What do you think about that this week? Is there going to be a pullback, or is now a good time to pull the trigger?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, I think Turk's right. Once it clears 40, it's not going to come back. So it's over 39 now. So it's just very hard to tell somebody not to do it, even though in the back of your mind, you know, it's still probably got about a 5 to 8% downside risk. Because I look at my charts on Friday afternoon late, we still need some fill-in. But I still think you probably now are going to take some position, but if it hits 40, you just have to go in and jump in. The odds are it's going to go to 45 pretty quickly once it goes over $40 an ounce on the spot price. So I really started to change my mind and say go on in and not wait. And I think that's going to be a very important issue coming up to do that. And palladium is set up the same way, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Well, yeah, let's move into palladium, because it's been kind of in a sideways motion throughout this whole announcement. We've seen a little bit of a pop, but not too much. It's just kind of going sideways. What do you see happening in palladium right now?
Well, this big jump up to 780 took everybody by surprise in July. I was hoping for 700 sometime in the month of July. And while it's not impossible, it's highly improbable. But there's a story out that's just been written. I'm trying to get permission to send out to my email blast, that there are very highly respected people in Europe think palladium will top gold Now, remember, palladium's at 780 right now, and gold's at nearly 1600, and they're talking about palladium catching up with gold in the next 3 to 4 years just off of sheer demand, less the supply problem in the Soviet Union. So you definitely want to, we've talked about palladium on this show, and I just think of all the money our clients have made the last 6 years by buying palladium in, you know, August or September and liquidating in March or February. And I don't see this year being any different. And I do wish it would pull back to at least 750 now. But next week's going to be an important week. If it goes over 800 next week, it may not come back. It may go on up to 1,000 or higher.
Wow. You had mentioned last time you were on about some news that had happened on the numismatic side. Let's talk about that for a minute. What's happening in numismatic coins right now?
Well, I mean, still, when you look at gold up this year, it starts here at 1408. Now it's up to 1600. Roughly, you've got it up 15% in 7 months. And you've got the numismatic index down about 16%.
Wow.
But it's just showing that it's vanishing. Collectors are vanishing. It's more and more people are becoming pure investors in gold. And the story of confiscation and all this that telemarketers have used is worn kind of thin with investors. And we've seen lawsuits and a lot of stories in the Wall Street Journal and major magazines about numismatic coins. So that's where we are. I mean, I still think people need to get out of them and get over bullion coins before the next big move.
Well, I know a lot of people who listen to our program really enjoy this segment every single week. And what I've found is that many of them are very elated whenever they find out that you offer a newsletter where you provide some information and also let them know what your specials are and all of that. How can they get that newsletter from you?
Well, two ways. They can go to FTM Daily and click on the Precious Metals button and sign up for free email blast. If they do, they do need to put their first and last names in there. Some have been coming in with no names, and our system is set up. We've got to have the name. We don't share it with anybody. It's very confidential, but we do need the name of the person that's requesting to be on the email blast. So they can do it through FTM Daily, or they can call me at 800-247-2812, and we'll add them directly and just say they heard about it on FTM Daily or the show that we're doing.
All right. Well, great. And I guess you throw in free shipping and insurance, as always,
yes,
to all the people who do.
Yes, that's true. It's, once they order their grandfathered in, they'll always have free shipping and insurance.
Excellent. All right, Tom. Well, have a wonderful weekend, my friend. What a crazy week we've seen this week. I'm sure next week will be similar.
Yeah, I think it will be. I'm looking forward to getting the information next week. I look forward to next week doing this again.
All right. I'll look forward to talking to you then. Take care.
All
right. Well, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for about 34 years, and he's available at 800-247-2812, 800-247-2812. When you call, just simply mention that you heard about him on Follow the Money Weekly Radio, and he'll throw in free shipping and insurance on your entire order. Don't forget also to sign up for his newsletter. He just changed over and began using a brand new email service, and his emails are very informative, so I would highly encourage you, even if you're not interested in buying gold and silver now, do sign up. That way you're able to begin educating yourself on this topic. Just simply go to our website, ftmdaily.com, and fill out the form on the Precious Metals page. You know, it basically looks for your name and your email, and we'll definitely get you on that list.